Welcome to Tango Mobile.
To 4RMM Mobile and radio check. KO4RMM Mobile, radio check.
Sounding good. I'm right near the radio when you asked for a signal report. But your radio is sounding good there, young man.
Appreciate that. And it's always good to hear somebody call me young man. What are you doing today?
Can't complain about anything. Got to get out and do a little yard work here in a few minutes. Other than that, can't complain about anything.
Well, sir, copy good on that. I can't complain about anything either. I'm en route right now over toward Cabela's. I'm going to meet a friend of mine for lunch. We might tour around through there and catch up on some things. And I've got a, he was a good enough friend. I got him a Christmas present this year.
That's great. Well, while you're roaming around in Cabela's, will you get me the same thing you got me last year?
Well, since I'm going to be over there, is there anything particular that you need or want?
Well, there's a lot I want, but there ain't nothing I need. I was just pulling your leg a little bit. Have fun over there with meeting your friend. Y'all have a good lunch. And good talking with you on the radio. I've seen your call on the pre-net check-ins, but I hadn't been able to talk to you yet, so... I'll say 73 to you for now. You have a great afternoon and enjoy your time with your friend. And we'll talk to you later. Look forward to it there, Kurt. KO4RMM, KI4DOS, name here's Gary.
KO4DOS, Gary, your voice is very familiar to me. I think we've talked one or two times and you've hosted the net. I'm sure you've hosted that a whole lot of times. I've been on it a few times myself, but always good to hear your voice and talk to you. And maybe we can meet up someday. I've just recently actually joined the club and paid the dues. I'm just really excited about the Blue Ridge Club and looking forward to meeting some people face to face.
COVID thing will settle down and we'll be able to get back to face-to-face meetings instead of the virtual ones, but we have to try to stay careful and stay as safe as we can. Don't want anybody to get sick and that sort of thing. But Kurt, I've got to run. Good talking with you. I'll talk to you a little bit later. I got to go in here and help the wife with something. KO4RMM, Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra. 73.
Copy 73KI4DOS is KO4RMM. I'm mobile but stationary out here, Rope Mountain Road, as I approach Woodruff Road. The traffic is as you would expect. 24RMM mobile. KO4RMM mobile.
KO4RMS W1IMX.
W1IMX, you're coming in pretty good.
And name is Doc Delta Oscar Charlie.
My name's Kurt. I'm going to be on the road for a little while here, it looks like. I'm bumper to bumper on Woodruff Road, and I've got a revector to get in route over to Cherrydale.
Yeah, we just moved down here, and we tend to avoid Woodruff Road wherever we can, especially on weekends or close to holidays.
It's sage wisdom on your part. The only reason I was over here is because I was under the impression I was going to meet a friend for lunch at one of the local establishments on Woodruff Road, but there's been a slight change.
Yeah, my wife's got a cousin in Simpsonville that requires a short stint on Woodruff Road when we go over there, and we haven't been there since we got down there.
Absolutely buried with static. I'm not sure what the cause is.
Earlier today, you know, we went from a quarter acre lot to an 8 acre backyard. And it sure makes a lot of difference. You know, the loudest thing in our neighborhood is the cows across the road chewing their cuds.
You've done very well for yourself, sounds like.
Took us a few years to get down here, but we're glad to get out of Dodge. I mean, the rat race up in the D.C. area, it just gets worse and worse and worse with traffic. And, of course, you know, local news is national news, and you just can't get away from it. So it's a lot quieter down here and a lot slower pace. Really enjoy it. My first stop, I'm going to have to get out for a few minutes. Enjoy the rest of your ride. The sun is actually trying to break through, it looks like. KO4 RMS, I think it was, W1IMX Mobile. Good afternoon.
4RMM, I'm just trying to change directions here. I pulled into Cabela's parking lot, and now I'm looking for an exit. Place to exit back out onto Woodruff Road en route to Stax Original in Cherrydale.
If I know Stax, I guess it's a restaurant, I'm not sure, but we're not too terribly familiar with that area. Just, you know, get up there when we have to. Catch you later.
73 Doc, this is K04RMM Kurt, and I am trying not to have a wreck here in Chaos, which is the blended parking lots of Golf Galaxy, Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, and Rooms to Go.
TR.
4RMM, good day.
It is indeed. I heard you talking to Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And I was on the way up to the feed store to get some feed for the girls, chickens, hens, if you will. And now we're headed over to the Little Rebel to get some mass consumables. My name's Tom, and I'm in Greer. Give me your name and go ahead, sir. SM0 Tango Romeo.
Tango Romeo, this is Kurt. Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike, very familiar with your voice, Tom. I was listening to you yesterday talking about how bad traffic is, and I just had to get out here and see it for myself.
I just told Bernice that. You say good day, Kurt.
Good day, Kurt.
I just told her that when I went in the house a minute ago. I picked up the chicken feed and I went in. I said, some poor guy was down on Woodruff Road today, and it's bumper to bumper. I do not envy you, Kurt.
Wish it on my worst enemy, Tom. I'm paralleling Woodruff Road in a parking lot right now. It's no better. We're going about half the speed of smell.
Well, that's a good one. Half the speed of smell. you're following the cotton trail of CO2, I guess, or whatever it is. Anyways, yeah, Kurt, I got a gift card for Cabela's for $50, and I've had it now for several months, and I just figured one of these days I'll con the kids into taking us down there or something. I just don't care for that. It's just above my pay grade, shall we say.
You and I share that similarity. This is not at all my natural habitat. I try to avoid this particular area at all costs. So, you know, I'm just going to take this opportunity to air my excuse for being out here, and that is a good friend had suggested we meet for lunch today out at Grimaldi's Pizza. So he phoned me about 15 minutes ago to let me know that he was in the area. He lives in Saluda, North Carolina. He built a cabin up there. So I had a Christmas present for him. So we agreed to meet for lunch today, and he called me from Traveler's Rest saying that he would rather meet at Stax Original. So I was already out on Woodruff Road about a quarter mile from the initial proposed restaurant.
LTR. Well, with friends like that, you don't need enemies. Shoot. Yeah, I was about to interject a while ago, but I didn't, because the feed store's not very far, so I heard Gary say he wasn't going to be there long. But when Gary said you can get him the same present you got at Cabela's as you did last year, I was going to suggest, well, that's dumb. You should have told him a new bass boat.
Yeah, I know. I kind of left the door open for him, Tom. He had his opportunity, but he let me off easy. But, no, seriously, if it's something I could afford, which really narrows it down, I would be happy to pick it up for him. Cabela's is one of those places you could lock me in and turn out the lights overnight, and I'd be happy as a clam.
Our mobile. Roger on that, Kurt. Well, we used to go to the one when we lived in Kansas in the southeast corner. We would go to the one in Springfield, Missouri, and that was our original. That was Bass Pro, which is the same thing now, I guess. But it was the mecca of all the Bass Pros. And I'm telling you, I feel the same way. They could just lock me in and leave me there. It was a just a magnificent place to go if you ever get a chance to go to it. It's like a museum of wildlife. But right now, the wildlife would be civilians, I'm afraid to say.
The two-legged variety are far more dangerous and less predictable.
That's a big QSL. I don't like crowds right now. We've been vaccinated and got our booster, but I still, you know, like to err on the side of caution, especially with this new Omicron variant coming in, and now it's in South Carolina, of course. It's supposed to be milder and all that, yada, 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 so I don't want to get off on that, but I'm 73 years old and had a lot of medical problems, and Bernice has had stents put in and that, and well, I just don't think it's worth the gamble. We're very happy where we're at out here, just on the edge of town. We're 14 miles east of, or northeast of Greenville, up between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson, and got great neighbors, and we're very pleased with that.
For RMM, yeah, Tom, as you describe it, that sounds like a chunk of heaven. I'm very familiar with that area up in Greer, having recently finished a career in healthcare security. I worked at the Greer Memorial Hospital for, I think, between my first tour and second tour, I probably pulled around 8 years at that campus. And I would have to drive our security vehicle up to the service center in O'Neill to get the free gas, which was 8 miles one way. Beautiful, beautiful area, beautiful pasture land, but it's going away very quickly as the rest of the world rushes to get a place here in upstate South Carolina.
Yeah, it's changed immensely. We've been here 12 years, and it's well, we're in O'Neill, you might say, that new addition that they built over there and still building. We're just up there on Brown Road, but we're to the east of it, and there's a huge hill between us and it, so we don't see it. And ours is still the older community from the late 80s. I think our house was built in 89. And just enjoy it a whole lot. I can go out in the backyard and shoot targets, of course, but I don't very much anymore in my old age, but I can. But Kurt, we're at the Little Rebel now. I really enjoyed it, and if you're ever up that way, stop by. That we was just at that place where you got your fuel about 2 hours ago. We went to the compactor up there, the dump, if you will, and it's up 101 and to the right, and then back 2 miles each way. And boy, that's a blessing, too. Take care, Kurt. You be safe out there, most of all. This is N0TR, and I'll be clear with your final.
73 times, very much enjoy the QSO. Be safe out there. You and Bernice, say hi to Bernice for me. And hope to talk to you again real soon.
W2T. Are you out there harassing people today, Tom?
This is KO4RMM, stuck in a ball of spaghetti here in East Greenville.